Children are required to wear face masks at primary school from this morning if they're in third, fourth, fifth or sixth class, and will be refused entry if they don't, unless they have a medical certificate to say why they can't. However, in directions to schools, the Department of Education says there are exceptions and that schools can be flexible in the first couple of days. Following government decisions to try and slow the spread of COVID-19, parents are being asked to reduce children's activities indoors. The Chief Medical Officer has appealed to parents to follow the new measures. Let's speak to Enda McGorman. He's Principal of Mary Mother of Hope Senior School, that's third class and upwards, in Dublin 15. Enda McGorman, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
We'll talk about your school in just a moment, but overall, what do you think of the plan?
Look, I suppose we recognise that COVID cases are unsustainably high in schools. We're seeing that right across the board. I've seen it in my own school, and you know, I'm happy to talk about that in due course. So we realise that something needs to be done because cases are unsustainably high. And in that context, we were aware of the decision by NESET to recommend masks at the senior end of the primary school. I suppose on one side, we're happier that it's at the senior end because it certainly wouldn't have been implementable at the junior end. And even though it would be very difficult from third class to sixth, at least there was a sense in terms of it being introduced at the senior end of primary schools. I suppose our surprise is that this is a mandate, that it's a requirement rather than it's an advisory, because so much of everything else that has come out in the last days has been an advisory. So the mandate part of it, I think, caught a lot of us, you know, shocked a lot of us and caught us by surprise. The announcement from the Department of Education yesterday evening came, you know, with a huge amount of detail missing from it. It seemed to have been a rush document. I suppose what we're disappointed is that there's no lead-in time for schools to prepare most importantly our children, but also their parents, our teachers and the entire school community for what is a very big move, you know. So we know the reason for this. We hope that it will work. But it will require a collective endeavour of the entire school community to make it work. And I suppose a huge disappointment is that, you know, that there was no lead-in time given to schools and no opportunity to explain it. And I think, Gavin, most importantly, and it's a lost opportunity here for our leaders to come up and explicitly explain to children what it is that's involved, why this is important, that it's time-bound, and that your schools will work to support you and to make it work.
Okay.
So I think there was a lost opportunity that we didn't give children the opportunity to explain it directly to them and to give them time to get used to it. So schools, I suppose it falls back to us as school leaders to do that.
And it's coming up to 20 past eight now. So what are you going to do at school today?
Well, I suppose we're going to take a very measured approach to it. We're going to explain to our children the context that this is taking place in. We will try to reduce the anxiety. There's been far too much anxiety at the moment for children. And right now the narrative seems to be it's down to them to save children. So no pressure there for our children. So I suppose what we'll take the opportunity is to slow things down, to say that this is like your big brothers and sisters in post-primary schools. They're introducing this in school. We will take time. We'll try and explain it to you. We'll deal with any anxieties. And if any of our children are listening on the way to schools this morning, I know school leaders will take a very slow and measured and compassionate approach to this. And that's telling the children you've done a super job up to now, and that we're asking you to join us in the effort for the next number of weeks. It is time-bound. We've been assured of that, and I hope that we can ask the Minister to stand up to that and to make sure that that is the case. It's an awful pity she's not on this programme this morning. It's an awful pity she wasn't out front yesterday evening explaining this to families and to children, because our children went to bed last night not knowing that this mandate was in place, and all of a sudden it's been expected of us. But as school leaders, we will take our time. We'll be very patient with our children and with our parents, and we'll explain it as carefully as we can to make sure that the measure is a success and that it doesn't add to the anxiety rather than reduce it, Gavin.
Are you expecting resistance, and what will you do if you meet that?
Well, we've had a mask mandate for adults on our campus since day one, since we opened the 1st of September last year, and we've had huge support from our parents in doing this. Parents got it. Initially there was some resistance, but to 99.99% of parents will wear it, and the odd parent who comes in without wearing the mask to school, they will flip it on if they eat you with a gentle reminder.
No, but for their children who don't wear a mask, or for parents who don't want their children to wear a mask.
We're hoping that will transfer to their children. I spoke to my son last night. He's in fifth year in secondary school. And I asked him, you know, what is the uptake in secondary school? And it's unanimous. It's across the board. I asked him, have their children not been wearing them? And it wasn't a feature at post-primary school. So we're transfer, but we have a bit of time, Gavin. We certainly aren't going to use the sledgehammer here, but there's no question of it, you know, it, at the outset, going to talk because you're okay. The children entry to school. They've missed enough of their education. We're not going to put another barrier to their place. And I think when our representative bodies speak to the department and urge the department to come up with the detail, like what do we do at break times? Can children get a mask back? Do they have to wear them outdoors? Have they to wear them from inside the school gate? None of that detail was given to us last night.
Okay. Bear with me one second. You mentioned that Norma mm-hmm. Foley isn't on the programme this morning. She is speaking to News Talk this morning, and here's what she's been saying.
If you provide a medical certificate explaining the situation regarding your child, obviously will be exempted. But if you do not do that, there has to be clarity around this. It has to be operational. It is a safety measure. And that will be the scenario that students who do not comply and do not have a medical basis will be asked to stand down from school.
Enda McGorman, principal at Mary Mother of Hope Senior School, still with us in Dublin 15. Just before I let you go, can you tell me about how you're coping with COVID at school at the moment? Are you at school today?
I'm not at school today. No, I'm running the school from my kitchen. Unfortunately, I'm a close contact. COVID has come to our home, and I'm a designated close contact, so I'm in isolation until tomorrow, which hasn't made it easy to run school this week. We've had a particularly challenging week, Gavin. We've had 23 cases of COVID-19 since last Thursday, and in one classroom we've had 10 cases. So yeah, we're struggling at the moment, so we can see the real need for measures to be taken, and you know we can see the seriousness of the situation. But Gavin, I have to say, like last September, I cautioned against the removal of contact tracing. I cautioned against schools being left on their own to deal with COVID. I cautioned that this would happen, that cases would rocket. And it gives us no satisfaction to say this is what we had feared, only possibly worse.
Enda McGorman, thank you for talking to us. Enda is principal of Mary Mother of Hope Senior School in Dublin 15.